Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Rachel Ingle Champion, who is the founder and principal at Lumago. Rachel, for 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Rachel, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thanks, Paul. I love this question, by the way. So I'm Rachel Ingle Champion, and I'm the founder and principal of Lumago, which is an organization I started a year ago to do human-centered HR consulting and executive coaching. As an organizational psychologist and executive coach, I also have 20 years of experience working internally in organizations on strategy, organization, and talent development. And to be honest, over my career, I've just seen firsthand the transformative power of adopting a more human-centered approach in organizations. So because of that, I recommend 4 key best practices to help employees and organizations be their best. So first, acknowledging that organizations are human systems powered by individual humans. Sometimes we forget this. Number 2, developing personal and organizational self-awareness. Number 3, driving for clarity and alignment. And number 4, cultivating both meaningful work and empowered choices. So first and foremost, acknowledging that organizations are truly human systems powered by individual humans. That is foundational. So organizations thrive when they recognize that their greatest asset is their people. There is no organization without people. So this means understanding and valuing unique contributions, needs, motivations of each individual. When leaders see their organization as a network of human relationships rather than just a machine for productivity, they create a culture of empathy and respect. So this goes a long way. It fosters strong connections, enhances collaboration. Ultimately, all of this drives higher performance. Employees who feel valued and understood, all of the research shows us that they are more engaged and committed. This leads to better outcomes for the organization as a whole. Second, developing that personal and organizational self-awareness, that's crucial. So self-awareness helps individuals understand their aspirations, their strengths, their weaknesses, and all of these areas for growth. So that encourages a culture of continuous improvement and adaptability. What that means for organizations is that they have a clear understanding of their values, their mission, the strategic priorities, and the dynamics of their internal and external environments, and they're communicating it. So for both people and organizations, all of this just is achieved through regular feedback, reflection on yourself, on the business, and having assessment processes. So, you know, taking stock of yourself as an individual and as an organization, taking stock of where you are as an organization. When both individuals and organizations are self-aware, they can actually better align their actions, their values, their goals. And this leads to shared objectives and more effective decision-making, a stronger, more resilient organization. Third, driving for clarity and alignment is essential. So clarity ensures that everyone in the organization understands their roles and their responsibilities and how they fit within the organization's goals. So this reduces confusion, it minimizes conflict, it ensures that all of the efforts are directed towards common objectives. So that means alignment ensures that individual goals and actions are actually in sync with the organization's mission and values. And that's exactly what you want. This can be achieved through constant clear communication. We talk a lot about transparency these days. So setting specific measurable goals, ensuring that there's a shared understanding of what success looks like, not just that we've set it, but we all understand it in the same way. When clarity and alignment are in place, organizations actually operate more efficiently and effectively. Employees experience more autonomy, feel more agency, and everyone moves in the same direction. And finally, cultivating meaningful work and empowering choice is vital for sustaining that motivation and engagement. People want to feel that their work has purpose and they have control over their careers and how to do their jobs on a day-to-day basis. So leaders should strive to connect daily tasks of their employees to just the larger mission and vision of the organization, and connecting even their individual goals to their tasks. That means you have to know your employees. So this shows how employee contribution makes a difference for both themselves and the organization. And when you empower employees, this means they have greater autonomy to make decisions, they take initiative in their roles, and this not only increases job satisfaction, but also fosters greater innovation and creativity. Everybody wins. So when employees find meaning in their work and they feel empowered, they are more likely to be motivated, productive, and committed to the organization's success. And that's what we want at the end of the day. So in summary, doing these four things really just allows organizations to create environments where both people and business can thrive. And at Lumigo, that's really what I seek to do, is really just empower employees and organizations to thrive mutually. The importance of these things especially are amplified in times of constant change. And you know what? We're in that now, and we're going to continue to be in constant change. So these best practices lay the foundation for a resilient, adaptive, high-performing organization with people who really love what they do. And that organization is well-equipped to navigate all the complexities of today's world. And they're the key aspects I wanted to share today.
Rachel, thanks ever so much for that. I really love that clear structure around those four aspects. And all I can say to that really is a hearty amen. I absolutely love those. I'm definitely in agreement with those. And if I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of the website for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available to subscribers. Rachel, I know we're both on the West Coast. You're further north than I am. Could I offer you a dreadful virtual high five?
Sure.
Rachel, thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with our audience today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Rachel.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.